Now, a federal election has been called for the 21st of May. You might have missed that over the weekend, but it's happening. Get to the AEC, make sure you're all up to date. But not all Australians will be casting a vote. While young people under the age of 18 will be mostly impacted by things like climate change, economic crisis, their voices, they will be unheard for the kind of national election. So what might we gain if younger people were allowed to vote? What sort of political environment might we expect? For more on this, we're joined by Faith Gordon, Associate Professor in Law at the Australian National University. And that's Dr. Gordon, isn't that right?
Yes, thank you. And good morning to you.
Thank you very much for making time for us this morning. I guess first off, obviously the arguments for are going to be that young people are going to be most impacted by things that policy and wherever else it might be, the government in charge are kind of going to affect, right? And then the arguments for, I don't know, saying no, young people shouldn't get the vote is the fact that they're young and they might not know what they're talking about and they might not know this, that or alike. Where do you sit? Where do you think, there's merit towards giving younger people a say?
Well, young people really are growing up in the shadow of a climate crisis and global conflict, as well as sky-high housing costs and a very much a precarious economy. And we know through the data that exists that actually government spending and policies for decades have really been skewed in favour of older people. Yet, young people aged 16 who are in employment can pay taxes. They can enlist in the military. They can consent to medical procedures. We hold young people criminally responsible from the age of 10 in Australia.
Right.
So there's lots of things that young people can do or that we hold them responsible for, yet we're not extending this very, very basic citizenship right to vote to them until they're 18. There has been lots of discussions in the ACT and in New South Wales. The ACT has been considering reducing the voting age from 18 to 16 for territory elections and allowing those as early as 14 to enrol to vote. And in New South Wales, the Greens have announced a bill which would lower the voting age to 16 as well. So we have some fresh moves in some of the states and territories. I was part of a submission with 29 other academics and advocates who really did draw together a lot of the evidence to show that this would be a really good and positive move for democracy if more young people were able to vote.
Right. Is there an argument to be made, and I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but is there an argument to be made that maybe people over the age of, and I don't want to put a finger on it, but say 85 or something, shouldn't be able to vote because a lot of the things that are going to be affected in Parliament probably aren't going to have much of an effect on them in all likelihood because they might not be around for too much longer. Is there any argument there or, I don't know, is that a bit misguided?
I don't feel there's an argument there. I think that voting is a really basic and very important citizenship right that should be available to everyone. And really in relation to young people, the fear that giving 16-year-olds the vote would affect in some way election outcomes seems to explain some of the major parties' resistance to doing it. Like much of the opposition to reducing the voting age really does rest in sort of ageism and the idea that young people, this proposition that they don't have the life experience to vote responsibly. Yet all of the international research shows that 16-year-olds do have the sufficient ethical capacities really to form political judgments. We've seen here in Australia young people take amazing leadership on really key political issues such as climate action. And, supporting the vote for young people who really, by definition, do have the greatest at stake in the political process is the very least that older generations really can do to redress this imbalance that exists in Australia. We really do lag behind a lot of international countries on this, some of whom also have compulsory voting systems. Argentina, Brazil and Ecuador, for example, have compulsory voting and they've all lowered their voting age. And there's a whole host of other countries
I was going to
who have
So what's it like around the world? Is it 16 or is it as low as, I don't know, 14 or something like that? What else? Is there examples around the world where it's drastically younger? It's what we have here in Australia and it seems to have worked out fine.
There are really many, many countries. I would be listing them off all morning to you, but some examples are, 16-year-olds can vote in Switzerland and some German states and Austria, Brazil, Malta, Scotland. It lowered the voting age to 16. Lots of other countries such as Cuba and Greece and Israel have a voting age of 17. So if you think sort of 16 is young, a few colleagues and I wrote a piece that was published last week and we included a discussion that's taking place around the world about, lowering the voting age much younger than 16. So really we know that democracies have really been strengthened when more people are allowed to vote. Mm. And that, from men without property to women to Indigenous people. And in Australia in the 1970s, the Whitlam government lowered the voting age from 21 to 18.
Is that right?
And so, discussion has come up quite a few times. And back in 2015, Bill Shorten, when he was Labour leader, pledged to lower the voting age to 16 or 17. So this is a debate and discussion that's come up before. We really hope that this 2022 federal election would be the last to exclude this age bracket of 16 and 17. We want to really see this go on to the national agenda.
Sure thing. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. I do appreciate your time and thanks for giving some insight into that.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. That was Dr. Faith Gordon, their Associate Professor in Law at the Australian National University, telling us why there might be an argument to allowing 16-year-olds to vote as it's reflected around the country, and it's probably something we're missing out on here in Australia.